This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been following a recent IRS ruling underscoring how serious the Obama administration is about encouraging employers to keep providing health insurance to their workers. If companies stop offering the benefit and give employees a stipend to help cover costs to go on the health exchanges, they must treat that as taxable income or face fines of more than $30,000 per year per worker. From the Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
There's some thought that as the Affordable Care Act picks up steam, employers will get out of the healthcare business. But PricewaterhouseCoopers' Cece Connolly says that overstates what she's hearing from company executives.
They're saying, we want to know what our options are, particularly for saving some money.
You'd think dropping employee health insurance might do that, but Connolly says the math is pretty clear. As long as companies can write off contributions, employers and employees make out better than if workers got a stipend for an exchange, because everyone would pay taxes on those stipends. Brian Marcotte with the National Business Group on Health says many employers question these exchanges.
What's different in terms of how care is delivered? Is it any better than what's being done today?
Many of the country's largest employers are self-insured. Marcotte says businesses continue to believe they can do a better job controlling costs, but would be happy for the exchanges to prove them wrong. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.